They brought in Juarez's tall commander, struggling between two men-at-arms who tightly gripped the ropes which bound their captives' mailed arms. They picked their way between mounds of dead as they crossed the great hall toward the dais where the conqueror sat, and twice they slipped a little in the blood that spattered the flags. When they came to a halt before the mailed figure on the dais, Juarez's commander was breathing hard, and the voice that echoed hollowly under the helmet's confines was hoarse with fury and despair. Guillaume the Conqueror leaned on his mighty sword, hands crossed on its hilt, grinning down from his height upon the furious captive before him. He was a big man, Guillaume, and he looked bigger still in his spattered armor. There was blood on his hard, scarred face, and he was grinning a white grin that split his short, curly beard glitteringly. Very splendid and very dangerous he looked, leaning on his great sword and smiling down upon fallen Juarez's lord, struggling between the stolid men-at-arms.
"Unshell me this lobster," said Guillaume, in his deep, lazy voice. "We'll see what sort of face the fellow has who gave us such a battle. Off with his helmet, you."
But a third man had come up and slashed the straps which held the iron helmet on, for the struggles of Juarez's commander were too fierce, even with bound arms, for either of the guards to release their hold. There was a moment of sharp struggle. Then the straps parted, and the helmet rolled loudly across the flagstones. Guillaume's white teeth clicked on a startled oath. He stared. Juarez's lady glared back at him from between her captors, wild red hair tousled, wild lion yellow eyes ablaze.
"God curse you!"
snarled the lady of Juarez between clenched teeth.
"God blast your black heart!"
Guillaume scarcely heard her. He was still staring, as most men stared when they first set eyes upon Girelle of Juarez. She was tall, as most men, and as savage as the wildest of them, and the fall of Juarez was bitter enough to break her heart as she stood snarling curses up at the tall conqueror. The face above her mail might not have been fair in a woman's headdress, but in the steel setting of her armor, it had a biting sword-edge beauty as keen as the flash of blades. The red hair was short upon her high, defiant head, and the yellow blaze of her eyes held fury as a crucible holds fire.